there are plenty of iconic streets throughout the Twin Cities. Well known for their history, culture, and landmarks. And this week, a new street was added to the list in the city of Minneapolis.
A unique honor to be here today. It's been a long road, and to be here today and have this unique honor.
As the Vikings prepare to usher in a new era in team history, they do it knowing it wouldn't be possible without the tireless work of legendary head coach Bud Grant. The most prominent individual in the history of the Minnesota Vikings deserves nothing less than a permanent spot at the new stadium.
To see him up there, once again, accepting the street in his name, with a tear coming down his eyes, what more can you say about a man? I mean, that is a man to the nth degree. He's a complete person.
I think it's a wonderful honor. You know, if it was up to me, I'd name the stadium after him. But it's not up to me, and I think having a street next to the stadium named after him is a great, great, great honor.
He's the guy that set the tone, he's the image. We all follow Bud. We all are indebted to Bud, and he's a great credit to everything that the Vikings stand for, you know. And I think tradition, the image, the everything, I think, centers around Bud. I was just grateful to be part of that.
9th Avenue South between 6th and 7th Street will be named Bud Grant Way, as the city of Minneapolis and the Vikings pay homage to the Hall of Fame coach.
Well, I don't think there's anything that you can say that Bud doesn't deserve it. I mean, he's the face on the Minnesota Viking franchise, and I'm glad to see that he's getting honored with the new stadium to have a street named after him. Can't say anything, you know, but good things about Bud, and happy for him.
Coach Grant was someone who did not talk a lot, but when he did speak, he spoke in volume, for the simple fact that he always made you a better player, and he would point out examples of how you should do something. On Mondays, we would cover punts for our PT, and he called me over. He said, "That's how you have to play every down." And I've never forgot that. And it made me, you know, into a Hall of Famer.
Fran Tarkington was talking with a group of veterans, and he made a comment about Bud that pretty much says it all. He said that if you can't play football for Bud Grant, you can't play football for anyone. And every veteran that was standing there, we all shook our head in agreement, and we all turned and walked away.
Leading the Vikings to 4 Super Bowl appearances and 11 division titles in his 18 years as head coach, the impact Grant had on the game of football was endless. He was the leader of one of football's most dominant teams year after year, and he helped make the Vikings one of the NFL's most popular. There's no face more iconic in the history of the Minnesota Vikings than Bud Grant, and now the legend will forever have his name ingrained in the new chapter in the history of the Vikings.
It's quite an honor, and I'm really happy for him because he's so deserving. He brought a lot of fame and fortune to Minnesota.
In my mind, he's one of the greatest that's ever coached football, and he did it with discipline, with paying attention to the small things, eliminating mistakes. He had skills, and he brought these skills in and taught us, and we became a winner.
It means a lot. It means more to my family, I think, as we go forward. But again, it's a tribute to the Viking organization. It's unique. I think I said that originally. It's a unique honor, and I'm humbled.